You're with Cape Talk.
This is John Matham on Afternoon Drive.
About an hour ago, I was talking to Helen Ziller, the chair of the DA's Federal Executive Committee, and she confirmed that she and John Steenhuisen and other party grandees had absolutely no idea that the EFF and Action SA were going to vote for DA mayoral candidates in the Ekurhuleni, Johannesburg and Mogale, and I was told by Helen Ziller, Sedibeng municipalities. The Tshwane municipality is voting for the speaker at the moment. They were due back after their lunch break at 4 o'clock, but Herman Mashaba and the EFF were saying that the same thing was going to happen in Tshwane and potentially in eThekwini at all. But Helen Ziller told me that the speaker elected there was an ANC speaker and was elected because the IFF abstained, and the IFP at least abstained, and that the IFP was planning to vote for the DA's mayoral candidate, and therefore the speaker is refusing to reconvene the meeting, so an approach to the courts seems probable. Professor Stephen Friedman, a research professor at the University of Johannesburg, what do you make of all of this, Stephen?
Well, John, I mean, it's not a great period for our politics, quite frankly. You know, if parties want to form coalitions with each other, that's fine in a democracy, but this has got nothing to do with coalitions. In fact, no coalitions have been formed in any of the municipalities you just mentioned, and coalition negotiations actually broke down. I mean, what has happened here is that, as you correctly say, two parties decided to vote in a particular way, you know, but it's not clear what the implications of that are. Do they expect anything in return from the DA? If they don't expect anything in return from the DA, are they simply going to endorse everything the DA does for the next 5 years? If so, how are they going to explain that to their voters? I mean, there are far more questions and answers about this thing. And, you know, this kind of picture of a situation in which the politicians across the spectrum, I mean, there's no party which is innocent here, except, as I pointed out to somebody this morning, we may find at the end of all this that the only party in the country which actually signed an agreement and stuck to it was one that is actually run by a convicted criminal, which perhaps tells you something about where we are politically at the moment. And, you know, voters just don't seem to matter in this. I mean, we still have this ridiculous situation where there's a secret ballot. So you have to speculate about who voted for who. Where parties make statements one day, do the opposite the next. And it really all creates a situation that they're very interested in themselves and each other, but they don't really care very much about the people who voted for them.
What do you think of this piece of superficial analysis of mine? The Action SA and the EFF have colluded in this manner because they want the ANC not to have power in areas where the ANC desperately wants power, and they want the DA to fail. They want the DA either to fail or they want the DA only to succeed with the help which has to be sought on the DA's knees from Action SA and EFF, and that will supposedly teach the DA a lesson not to disrespect them.
Well, it's possible. I mean, I've seen something like that before. I mean, I can't read Julius Malema's mind. I don't think anybody can at the moment. Herman Mashaba, I think, has made it clear all along that his objective is to unseat the ANC wherever they can. And I certainly agree with your implied view that they want to be the ones who do it rather than the DA. I mean, I was struck, for example, by the fact that Mashaba is presenting himself as the man, well, I suppose he does include his party in this sometimes, as the man or the party who deprived the ANC of majorities. You know, this is clearly incorrect. If you ever look at the analysis of their vote, I mean, about half of it comes from DA areas. So they took probably about as many votes away from the DA as they did from the ANC. But, of course, yeah, they want to be, you know, we're the ones who are going to get rid of the ANC, not the DA. So, you know, whether they have this kind of Machiavellian thing that they want the DA to fail, I'm sure that the upshot of it will be that the DA will fail, because none of this is stable, none of this can last very long. And, you know, it just really raises, as I say, very worrying questions about where do voters fit into all of this. I mean, you go into a ballot box, you vote for a particular party, and you expect them to represent your interests, but they seem to be far more interested in representing their own interests.
And so one of the likely outcomes of this is that the disengagement from the political process, which was made obvious by the low numbers of people who went to the polls, that continues. And
well, you see, what has been happening up to now, and, you know, I've been making the point that, you know, even with what happened, our percentage poll in the local election was actually quite high by international standards. A specific group of unhappy voters stayed away, which were ANC supporters. I mean, if you analyze the figures, you'll see that people were unhappy with the ANC and the DA. ANC voters who are unhappy tend to stay at home. DA voters who are unhappy tend to vote for somebody else. If this continues, then you're absolutely right, because at the moment we have a situation where most voters, or many voters, are saying, look, you know, we're not happy with the governing party, but that doesn't mean that they're, you know, rejecting the whole process. But if you have a situation where all that, you know, happens when you have hung councils is this kind of backroom maneuvering, nothing, you really can't believe anything any of them say in public, because it's contradicted by what they do the next day. And if that continues, then obviously cynicism does set in, and that is tremendously dangerous for democracy. You don't want a situation in which more and more people come to the conclusion that the politicians are just a bunch of scoundrels who are in it for themselves and they don't care about the voters. And there are lots of evidence around the world to show you what happens to democracies when that sort of attitude sets in.
Professor Stephen Friedman, thank you, a research professor at the University of Johannesburg.